Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Lennis and also, you know, my manager. I'm trying to stop the music. Sorry, y'all. Don't look like it wants to stop. There we go. Okay, welcome to Free Psychic Readings on Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. One question per caller, please. The chat room is always open. You know, your moderator is Miss Nina. I'm a 40-plus year experienced psychic. I read tarot cards, soul cards, Egyptian cards. I also do past life readings as well as who your angels are. And I also connect to loved ones that have passed on to the other side. Now, Miss Nina is your Reiki master, so if you have any questions regarding that, she is more than glad to help you because she's also a teacher, she's a psychic, a minister, photographer, and 50 other things. So, and I'm going to have Nina give you her website. So, anyway, my website is www.theessenceofsuccess.com, and I'm on Facebook on the Essence of Success Network on Facebook. Now, let me bring Miss Nina in so she can give you her web address, and I promised you it'll be up there next week when you come in for the show. Go ahead, Miss Nina, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lennis, and good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful day. No website. You can contact me on Lennis's website, but I do have a Facebook page, and it's Passage to Empowerment. So you can contact me there or through Lennis on her website or via my email address. So let's get on with this, Lennis. I'm sure we have lots of people waiting to talk to us.
Yes, indeed. And happy birthday to all you Scorpios out there. And also, since this is the first Sunday of Thanksgiving, it's also Thanksgiving month. At least I celebrate Thanksgiving. You know how it goes, y'all. As soon as Halloween is over, all the Christmas stuff is out. But I like to be thankful for what I am blessed with. So, as we go through each caller, for every Sunday this month, I'm going to ask you, what are you thankful for? And then I will take your question. Also, I want to announce today that halfway through the program, I'm going to stop, and Miss Nina's going to tell you about the grateful for 21 days. She'll explain it all to you. So that's about halfway through the show. So even if I've helped you in a caller, stay tuned. Stay tuned to the show so you can get that. Okay, we begin our first caller, area code 447. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this? Hello, hello. Hello. Oh, I guess maybe he doesn't want to talk. Okay. Can listen. Okay. Next caller, area code 305. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. I'm Miss Nina. This is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
Well, I like to say that I'm thankful for being in this country. I wasn't born here, but versus the country that I was born in, there's vastly more opportunities and more growth and more freedom, so I'm thankful for that.
Good. Thank you. Very good. All right, young lady, what question can we answer for you?
I would like to know, what do you see coming in my love life? I mean, I just stopped talking to someone that was really immature and not on my level. So I'm definitely hoping for someone that is more mature and really good.
I'm getting a highlight of a man, almost like he's highlighted. I'm asking, is it somebody that you know, Samantha? And they said yes, but it's not somebody that you've been interested in. So highlighting, you, to me, I'm thinking that all of a sudden you will meet this man again in a different setting, but this time you're going to notice where you didn't notice him before. You'll notice this time. It's an eating event, something where you're eating or celebrating, but you're eating. I see you sitting on a floor, really dressed pretty too, but like people are talking and laughing and they're eating. So I think it's a cultural event that you attend, and you see this man. I believe he's from your country, but the highlight tells me you're going to notice him this time where you didn't before. So, and it seems what I'm thinking right now, he seems to be a good guy, business person, businessman. Sometime before Thanksgiving. So in 2 weeks' time, you should, whatever celebration is coming up, you will meet this man at that celebration, I would say within 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Miss Nina, did you pick up anything?
Actually, no, I didn't pick up a darn thing, but I am picking up that you are breaking up a little bit, Lennis. I know, Samantha, are you hearing the same thing with her breaking up?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was because I moved into other space.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But now you're clear. Now you're clear, but before you were breaking up really bad.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. I'm not at home. I'm out of town, so I'm on somebody else's phone. But anyway, I'm so sorry. Samantha, what I said earlier was that there's a cultural celebration you'll be attending where people will be celebrating and eating. You will meet this gentleman. You've seen him before, but I don't think you two have really just had a conversation. But this time when you see this man, it'll be highlighted. In other words, you're going to notice him. When you didn't notice him before, this time you will. And it should be in about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Really good.
Yes, all right. And have a happy Thanksgiving, but I know I'll hear from you before then, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Samantha, and have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, area code. There we go. Come on. Area code 335-336. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Selena. How are you?
Hi, Selena. Always good to hear from you. And what are you thankful for today?
Well, I'm thankful for the temp job that I got and a new place to live. So.
Well, right on.
That's a lot to be thankful for. Well, what wonderful news. I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, me too.
All right, young lady, what can we answer for you today?
Well, I was wondering, I've just made a lot of big changes over the past few months with the big move and everything. I finally got the temp job I'm at now. I do think I'll find something perm soon, but I changed my living situation to be closer to the job, but I am still living, sharing the space with someone else, and I have lived by myself for years, and at some point I would like to have my own space again, or my own place, and I'm not saying I'm not grateful for what I have, it's just when you have to share it with somebody else, especially when you're very different, it can be challenging. And I just kind of wanted to see, like, how long do you think it will be before I can get back on my feet and have my own place again, if that's even possible?
Nina?
I'm picking up six. That what popped into my head was six. Now, I'm not sure whether that's 6 weeks or 6 months, but I'm thinking it's 6 months.
Okay.
Lannis, are you picking up anything?
No, that's why I defer to you.
Aha, we're going to be taking turns today, I think.
I think so there. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, well,
yeah.
I didn't see anything, but Ms. Nina says 6 months.
Yeah, I'm picking up 6 months, so it's not going to be that long, so just hang in there. I do your best to get along. I'm sure, even if you're totally opposite, there's got to be some meeting in the middle somewhere. So 6 months isn't that long. So you'll get there.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling in, and have a wonderful week, Selena.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Okay. All right. Next caller is area code 312. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. 312, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Tina. How are you guys?
Hi, Tina. Hey. Doing fine. Is it right, Tina?
Correct. Yes, please.
Okay, okay. And what are you thankful for today, young lady?
I am thankful for God giving me a loving home. To call a place of my own, and I'm thankful for my life. I'm thankful that I'm feeling really healthy today since I've been feeling sick.
Oh, wonderful.
So I thank God for everything he's provided so far, and I'm grateful.
Okay. That's beautiful, Tina. We love hearing good news. Okay, now, what can we answer for you?
Okay, now, I'm moving to my own home, and I have a two-bedroom, two-bath, and I'm trying to rent the other room out, and I'm trying to figure out how soon I'm going to find a roommate.
Right away, I saw a couple of months, December.
Okay.
Kind of a heavyset woman. She's
okay.
Not obese, but she's a little heavy set. You know what? She could be an older woman, but she's still working, and she really doesn't need a lot of space. I almost feel like she's in the airline industry, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like this individual's in the airline, but it works for the two of you because you both keep your privacy. Like, she's out of town flying or whatever. You got the house to yourself. And, of course, when she's in, but she's not that older of a woman, but I see between 45 and 50. I'll put it like that, to your age.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 45 to 50. But she seems to be a nice lady. But, like I said, she's a little heavy set, and she works for the airlines. So,
okay.
And it works out to be compatible for you, too. At least that's what I'm feeling and seeing. Miss Tina?
How about Miss Nina? Nina says yes. I'm right along with you, Lennis. I think December will be the month for you that you'll find this roommate. And, yeah, you guys are going to get along really well. You're going to become good friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I spoke to someone yesterday. She is in between decisions, so it's not going to be her pretty much.
Is who? Yesterday? No, this person, you haven't met him yet.
I haven't met her. Okay. Oh, him or her?
It's a woman.
It's her, right? Okay.
Yeah, it's a woman.
I'll be waiting for them because I'm mostly indoors. So, I mean, there'll be a lot of privacy for her and myself. So, So I just can't wait to find somebody to share a good place like him. Share bills with them.
Well, I'll tell you, getting somebody that's in the airline district that doesn't industry that doesn't have baggage is a good thing.
Yeah.
So
that sounds like it.
Okay, Tina. Well, thank you for calling, and we wish you
thank
the very
you
best.
Thank you so much for the reading.
You're
really
most welcome.
It. Okay.
Right. Most thank welcome, you. Young lady. Okay. Let's see. Next is. I hope I'm not missing 860. Yep.
Oh.
Area code 860. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan. And what are you thankful for today?
I'm thankful for the blessing of financial abundance that I've been provided with.
Well, God bless you, honey. God bless you. All right. Now, what question can we answer for you today?
There's a custody battle going on right now for my granddaughter, and I'm wondering if you can see which way it's going to go.
Toward the mom.
Okay.
The mom is going to get the child.
Good. Okay. Because he's going to go hard with mental illness, but she doesn't have bipolar. She has a stress disorder, and he's going to make it seem like it's bipolar. Hello?
You've got
yes.
an awful lot of background. Just going to break in for 1 second. Unless she has a doctor saying that she has bipolar, he can say it all he wants. It's not going to work. So there's no fear that there your daughter will get her daughter. And,
yeah. She's going to use like this arrest from years ago that she had because she hit him. Oh, sorry.
Are you driving and talking to us? Uh-uh. That's a no-no with me. Hang up and call us back when you're stationary, not while you're driving.
No, I'm okay. I'm
okay.
Someone just drove up and beeped their horn kind of rude, but I'm okay. All right. I'm stationary.
Okay. Well, like I said, your daughter will get her daughter, so there's no problems there, but you do realize he is going to get visitation.
Yes, and that's fine. I mean, she's not trying to peel her away from his life completely. He just has a lot of issues and abusiveness with her, and he does not provide for this baby the way she needs it. So.
Well, hopefully that will change too. But yeah, I don't see anything bad happening between.
Okay.
Anything standing in the way of your daughter having her daughter. So there you go.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Susan, and we hope you enjoy a wonderful week.
You too. Blessings.
Blessings to you too, love. Okay, next caller is area code 229. 229, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing okay, I guess. I'm just grateful.
Well,
first off,
Melvin, tell me, what are you thankful for before you go into your question?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm thankful for the Lord giving me strength and to overcome the death of my son and to just stay at peace. You know, have a peace of mind.
Melvin, are you talking about the son that was injured?
Yes, ma'am.
When did he pass?
He passed about 2 weeks ago, and we had his funeral service Saturday.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Believe that for me and Miss Nina. We're so sorry. Our prayers and hearts go out to you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. And,
okay.
Well, my question, I just wanted to know, like, you know, during that period of time, I was off work and for 2 weeks and to get everything set up. But my supervisor told me that they would be able to compensate me for the days that I was off, and then they didn't change their mind. And now in a spot where my rent is due, and I just, you know, need extra finances to pay it.
Okay, well, let me ask you, on your job, when they first told you this, Melvin, do you have, like, a sick leave, vacation, IRA, stuff like that, benefits to your job?
No, ma'am. I work 40 hours, but I'm not, I don't have the benefit package.
Okay, so that.
Yes, ma'am. She did.
No,
tell
go
me
ahead.
I'm sorry. She told me that I would be getting a partial unemployment check, but she contradicted herself when she went back and told me that I'd get paid for those 2 weeks that I was off. Now, I haven't received the unemployment check, and it's just great. I'm stressing about that. Well, I can be able to pay my rent because I just moved in this new apartment.
Well, did you explain to the landlord that your son has passed and you're dealing with, you know, funeral and different things?
I'm going to speak with her tomorrow morning. I'm going by her office and see what she says about that. But I just need some extra money to finish this up. And I just want to know, like, if any finances coming my way.
Well, Melvin, I don't see anything right now, but let me defer to Miss Nina. She might see something more than I do. Miss Nina?
I'm not seeing any money, no. I am seeing that you do need to talk to your employer and find out what's going on. So, go in tomorrow into work and ask them what's going on, whether the unemployment is coming through or if they are going to pay you for the last 2 weeks.
Well, I know they're not gonna pay me for the last 2 weeks, but she told me to contact my unemployment, the unemployment office, but she told me I should be receiving a check in the mail. So I don't know what's really going on with her.
Well, you can't receive a check in the mail unless you actually do go to the unemployment office. So I think that maybe that's what she meant. So,
yeah, you have to go fill the paperwork out in order to get that temporary check. Yeah.
No, she did it all. She the company, she told me I couldn't go there, that she was going to turn everything in. And she said I will be receiving a check. So,
Melvin, just for one second. Up here in Canada, we have to go in ourselves. Fill out any paperwork for unemployment. Here it's called employment insurance. It's not called unemployment. But we have to fill out paperwork ourselves. So I'm kind of thinking maybe you have to fill out the paperwork and not her.
Okay. Because I was going to go, but she told me she has to do it. That's what she told me.
You need to double-check that paperwork. That's
yeah.
All I'm going to say, Melvin. Double-check the paperwork. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm picking up is it's the paperwork. That's the problem. Not that you're not going to receive any money. It's the paperwork. So I have a feeling that you have to go in and do this.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Let us know, Melvin, and we'll be praying for you. Okay? And again,
right.
we our hearts and prayers go out to you regarding your son. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah. Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller is area code. It's a private number. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this? Hello, hello.
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 Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Who is this?
Hi Nina and Lennis. This is Deep. I had called into the show about 3 months back. I'm not sure if you remember me.
Yeah.
Okay. And before you give us a question, could you tell us what you're thankful for, Deep?
Yeah, sure. I'm thankful for a peace of mind and a relaxed atmosphere I'm in, and that I'm calling into a show and I have someone to help me with my thoughts and what I'm concerned about.
Okay. Very good, very good. Thank you. Okay, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, so it was about this friend I have. I was interested in her, I still am, and she is coming out of a relationship. Her first initial is D, and second is M for Mike. I am patiently waiting for her, and I saw her a couple of weeks back. And she seemed to be more available, although she didn't mention that she was breaking up. But I got that feeling. Just wanted some affirmation, some confirmation from Spirit that she is the right person and it's the right thing to do, to wait for her. Yeah.
I see her at a distance smiling at you, but she needs is either divorce or whatever. Yeah, I don't think she's married. The relationship she's in now, she needs to end that before she begins with you. But I see her at a distance waving at you and smiling. So she is happy when she's around you. But it's like at a distance. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
Well, it's I don't think you're going to want to hear what I'm picking up. I don't think you should be waiting for her. This is going on way too long, and she's still with this person, even though she says she's leaving him. The last time we talked, she was supposedly leaving him, and she still hasn't done so. So I'm thinking it's for you to move on. If you want to be friends with her, that's great. Be friends. But I think you should move on.
So this is the blonde girl you saw me having children with. You saw me getting married in the next, as in whenever, very soon.
Now I don't see a other woman. Maybe back then when we looked, there was a woman in the future, but now I don't see a blonde woman. I don't see any woman actually around you right now. Because like I said, she's at a distance, so it's not close to you. So Nina's right, you know, you should move on. But I just don't see anybody right now. There's no woman popping up in the spiritual world to me. Nina, did you see anybody or...
No, I'm not picking up anybody else. Whatever, when we talked to you before, something has changed in your circumstances, and that's why we're not seeing this woman anymore. So you've either walked away from her, or she's tired of waiting for you.
Now, when you just said that, something clicked. Yep. Okay, yeah, something clicked. So that is the answer. She's the woman that was there is probably not there now because, like Nina said, she got tired of waiting for you to make your mind up.
But I was waiting for her to be available, and she wanted to meet me, and whenever she wanted to see me, I was there, and we met. And then she gives me another date, and I try to make it, and I do see her whenever she wants me to.
Okay, that's a one-sided relationship. I see you trying like hell to make this relationship happen. She, on the other hand, I'm picking up stringing you along to her benefit. You know what I'm saying? It's not to the benefit of both of you, because if it was, she would leave the other guy. So you are like, how can I say this? When she's upset or angry or her day's not going well, she knows she can call you, get with you, and it'll feel better. But that's it. You know, you're just talking or whatever. I mean, a scapegoat. There you go, Deep. She uses you as her scapegoat. That's not a good thing. You know, you're not there to always pacify and make everything right for her. She has to do that herself. You know, and it, let me tell you, I commend you as a man for every time she calls, you jump, but you don't need to jump that high. Okay? You just tell her, you know, I don't see any changes going on. Nina's right. Something has changed there. So you don't see her leaving that guy? Go on and find somebody else, somebody that does really want you. It's a two-way street. You love them and they love you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yeah,
I know you're hurting right now because you want this woman, but she's not the one anymore. She really isn't. If she was the one and she was serious, Deep, if she was serious about you, don't you know she would have walked away a long time ago? Think about it. Anybody that wants you that bad, they will do what they have to be with you, right? And if she was in a dysfunctional relationship and she see happiness with you, then let me get out of this dysfunction and get with somebody that I'm happy with and I enjoy. But she has yet to do that. It's been, and Nina's right, it's been going on most of the year, so... I would say the gods have told you and showed you who this person is. As a friend, from a distance, it's beautiful. Relationship, getting married, having kids, start looking anew.
And do you see her breaking up with her boyfriend?
No. No, she's not. She's stringing you along.
Because when I met her a couple of weeks back, she said that she had a really bad time and she is at the other end of the tunnel.
Nope, deep. Nope. Just give yourself some time, love, to get over that, to work through that. She really is using you. And you know what? I don't want you to be hurt. I really don't. And I'm sure Miss Nina doesn't either. So I'm just going to tell you like this. You think about this week. What's the benefit of this relationship, of you waiting for her? Is it worth it? Has anything changed this year? No. Then secondly, address what is it that makes deep happy? What puts a smile on your face and love in your heart? It can't always be from somebody that you can't be with, right? It must come from someone that you truly enjoy. And you two are like helpmates to each other. Huh? You're quiet because I know you're hurting. Like, that's not what I wanted to hear. But we're honest.
Yeah, but what if things change again like it did this time?
Things aren't going to change with her, Deep. You've got to move on.
Yeah, just think about it.
Yeah.
Sit down and think about it spiritually, mentally, and physically. Does this relationship benefit you, or is it just using you? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
I want you to love deep. It's good to love other people. I'm not knocking that. But in a relationship, love yourself first, and everything else that will be added to you will be a bonus, and the right person will come along. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All
thank
right.
you, Leonard.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Keep in touch with us and let us know, love. Okay. And have a wonderful week. Okay, we've got area code 253. You're on the air with Linus and Miss... Oh, my God. You know what? Brain fart.
That's Linus.
That probably just made your day, didn't it? Okay, area code 952, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. How you doing?
Doing good. Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Welcome to the show. And could you tell us what you're thankful about? Thankful for, excuse me.
For my family. Thankful for my family.
All right. That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, what question can me and Miss Nina answer for you today?
Well, I'm just checking. My daughter had a broken relationship after 7 years and no warning. And just want to see how she'll be doing. She's still been a year and she's still kind of suffering.
Oh, okay, honey. What's your daughter's first name?
Michelle.
Okay. So what, she's divorced now, or?
Oh, no. They were high school sweethearts.
So they're still married then, right?
Oh, no. They never got married. They were 16 to 23. They were dating high school on to 16 to 23.
Okay.
They were thinking of getting married, and then boom. So.
I'm going to tell you what I'm picking up right now. He changed. I see a mother's influence. Do you know anything about his mom?
No.
Okay.
No,
I see some influence there. You're right. They were sweethearts. Them kids really loved each other. But it's not your daughter's side. It's his side and a cousin. There's a cousin that's yipping in his ear, too, this talking. A cousin is trying to turn him on to somebody else. I'm seeing this now. But also his... Okay, well, then I'm confirming it for you. But I see his mother, like, she can persuade him. I don't want to say manipulation. But she can persuade him sometime in his thinking. Because I see something there, and that's why the two of them broke up. Nina, what are you picking up?
I'm picking up that she's got a, because it was a teenage love and high school love, it's going to take her a little while, but I see her moving on from this. But, yeah, like Lennis, I'm picking up that the mom had a big influence on this for some strange reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Your daughter's going to be okay, but, yeah, it will take some time. You know, nobody heals overnight, and she'd be lying to herself if she didn't. I know she still loves that guy and care, you know. But it's just going to take time. Time, space,
mom.
And healing. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what the mom had against her. You know what I mean? So,
she's a strange person.
Yes,
and let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
I think Nina would agree. Let's just say she's a strange person. So you know what? I'm going to tell you. Sometimes when bad things happen, it's actually a blessing. So maybe, now just think about this for a minute, Julie. Maybe those two breaking up might be a good thing because she might have gave your daughter hell if they got married. Think about it. She's a strange person. This way, your daughter, she don't have to worry about her being her mother-in-law because, no. So I look at that as a blessing for your daughter. Like, no, he was not the one. Even though I know, like you say, from high school, you and I both, we're adult mothers, so we know. But someone else will come along. But for right now, you know, you're being mom, supporting her and helping her through it. But that might have been a big blessing, more than what you know. Maybe later on down the line, 5 years or something, I bet you your daughter will tell you something about that guy and his mom. And you'll be like, as a mother, Julie, you'll be like, I'm so glad she didn't marry you.
He doesn't
so
have any regrets. This guy doesn't even, just listen to his mom, doesn't even care about my daughter. It's like, I don't, you know.
That's why I said, honey, his mother is quite persuasive, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
She is. That's why I just want to leave it at a little strange.
Okay.
But this will end up as a blessing. I know your daughter's hurt, but you know what? Sometimes it's not meant for us to be with certain people.
Right.
You know, we may think so. You know, women, we get mad, like, you know, why doesn't he love me? Whatever. It may not, that might not have been the person. The correct person is coming. But at least this person showed you what you don't want. And she does not want a strange mother-in-law in a marriage. You know? So that's why I'm saying it's a blessing. I'm happy for your daughter that she's not in a relationship. And I don't even know your daughter, but I can feel it like it's a blessing. It's a good thing. Because she probably would end up going through hell if she had married that boy.
Well, I appreciate all your help. It's been really hard. So.
Oh, yeah, and I don't doubt that. Go ahead, Nina.
Keep your chin up. Things are going to get better for both of you. I'm just saying it's not very much longer. I'm thinking in the next 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to be feeling better, and you feeling better is going to be passed on to your daughter. So she'll start feeling better as well.
Okay.
There you go.
That'll be very helpful for our family because I only have one child, and she's not a child, but we took a
minute. Oh, honey, I understand. Mm-hmm. Please. We understand. We all got daughters. Nina has a daughter. I have a daughter. We all understand. As mothers, we feel for our children. And, you know, we don't like to see them hurt and crying and angry, but, you know, that's part of life is experience. And
right.
Learning our lessons. You experience it so you know what you really want for your life, and the lesson is that you don't repeat it again.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well,
we'll be praying for you and Michelle, okay?
Okay.
That everything turns, that her heart will open up and receive, you know, somebody new that's going to make her happy. Yes, ma'am.
Thanks again.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for calling, Julie, and have a wonderful weekend, lady.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. And I think we got one more call, Nina. You know, let me take this call, and then I want Nina to explain about the grateful. Okay, area code 225, you're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ruben.
Hi, Ruben.
Hi, Ruben.
Hi, I'm a little surprised to get on. I just dialed in. Sorry, I was switching my phone to a backup. So thank you for taking my call, by the way. It's very surprising. I didn't think again. I'm wondering if y'all have any insight about where I can, what a good road to pursue is career-wise.
Okay, we sure will, but you got to answer something for us. What are you thankful for, Ruben?
Oh, my
just
God. Well, I'm thankful for the fact that I realize I'm just like y'all.
Okay, now your question. You want to know about career?
Yeah, career-wise. Where could this possibly take me, knowing what I know now?
Okay, well, tell me, what are you interested in, and let's focus on that field.
Well, I've seen using these gifts that I have now. I've just happened upon them and realized the impact that they can leave on people, and I see their energy change, and I see everything change about them. It's just an incredible thing to see and experience. So that's a really good thing, and I'm grateful for that. But like more mainstream, it would be really cool to have a job like that. But mainstream-wise, I love marketing. I do like working with a lot of different people. And
see, that's why I'm seeing a marching band. Because as you're talking, I keep seeing a marching band and a lot of people, and they're in sync. So go ahead. I'm on point what I'm feeling. I just needed to know, like, oh, I'm not seeing all these people. But you like being around people, so that's beautiful.
Yeah, marketing or administration or something along those lines, even though I don't have a degree per se, but I do like the,
you got experience.
The diversity. Yeah, I do love the diversity and that itself. And do you think that's a good idea for me? Or?
Ruben,
okay,
can I just say something? I don't know where I'm getting this from, but do you like to cook?
I don't know how to cook. I wish I knew how to cook better. Yes, I do. I wish I did know how to cook, yes.
Okay, because I picked that up right away as soon as you started talking. Even before really voiced your question, I picked up cooking. Now, is it something you're interested in learning more about?
Well, for my sake, yes, because I'm not a very good cook. I woke up from a near-death experience, coma, and so I'm managing the whole thing, and that is not that's something I need to improve on, yes, for myself because of health and stuff like that.
Okay.
I was just thinking that just a few minutes ago. I was like, I got to learn how to make other things. This is getting boring, the same thing over and over.
Okay, so that's maybe why I picked up on it, was because you were thinking about it just before you came on air. So
I was. That's weird. That's very weird. Sure.
Yeah, so yeah, I picked up on that right away. And you know what? Cooking is fun if you take it upon yourself for it to be fun. And anybody can learn how to cook, believe me.
Yeah, I do have some things that I've learned how to cook very well and very easy. And being a bachelor, and it's a lot easier to do those things than if I'm with, or if I make something, if I have a date or something and make something at home. Of course, I will take the extra effort. But for me, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Simple sometimes good. Just make sure you pack in the nutrients. I have a feeling your body needs them.
Yes,
and as far
very
as the
true.
Marketing, yeah, I see you doing really well at that.
Great. That's good to hear. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
At cooking?
I see
music. I'm still back at music. I see this marching band, and they're marching toward him. And they're all in synchronicity. It's just beautiful, but they're... I see him standing up almost like he's not leading the band, but he's looking over the whole field, and this is his people. This band is his group. So it's something that you're going to be leading, Ruben. The people are going to be following you. So you
very
said
cool.
Marketing and administration.
Marketing and administration, or the fact that I can do these things now. It seems like since I have been given these things, it is almost imperative, because there are a few guys that have it. It's almost imperative that I do that, and I've seen people's faces change, and I've seen them jump out of their skin, and I've seen the sadness go to happy, and that's just priceless to me. It's worth coming out of the closet, so to speak, because when that occurs, it's just the most beautiful thing I have ever experienced in my whole life.
Well, one of my ladies in the chat room, her name is Honeybee, she says, marching band, New Orleans, Cajun food.
Get out of here. That's where I'm from.
Oh!
I'm from Baton Rouge. Right.
Thank you,
Honeybee. Louisiana. That's crazy.
See, and cooking, that's New Orleans. Baby, you're there.
That
oh, my God. If that didn't just
that's
one, two,
true.
Three, four, back to back.
That's great. I love it when
there
that
you
happens.
Go. The band, New Orleans, the food, cooking. Oh, my God. I mean, come
that,
on.
That is that's true. That's crazy. I love it when that happens. It's very cool. Thank you for the reading, ladies. I appreciate it so much. Let's see. Hopefully that will manifest this week or something with really cool.
Okay, one more thing, Ruben. It's not
yes.
called things that you've just developed. It's called gifts.
Yeah, I have a lot of gifts. That's
and
true.
These are gifts because, yeah, Lennis and I know all about these gifts, and they're remarkable.
It's a huge blessing. It's a huge thing. I was like, what's the big deal? I don't think it's, you know, but people look at me and they're like, how do you know? I was like, I don't know. It's just who I am. And so they're like, you know, you really should be doing that. I was like, well, okay. If the universe wants that from me, if that's supposed to be, then it will happen one way or another. That's my feeling.
Yeah, but the spiritual side and investigating that even more, just for your own being, because you're on the precipice of something new with the veil lifting. So I want you to really get into your spiritual and understand it, or maybe have a few friends that you might, you know, do some test results. But you're coming into your own, so you want to understand it. And if you don't, please feel free to call in, because Miss Nina's good at guiding you through. And it sounds like you're already on the front page. You just need to turn the other sections and find out how good you really are, because sometimes you don't even realize what you think is nothing can be something tremendous.
It's crazy. I've been to little parties, and I've gone up to people. I had my job coach. She jumped out of her chair on Thursday, and I was like, I know, right? And she was like, Ruben. I was like, I know. Don't freak out. Don't leave. Please don't go anywhere. Yeah, it's a very big thing. It's a very cool thing to watch that. Thank you for the reading.
Remarkable, and the things that you can do and the ways you can help people too, Ruben.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking that maybe you should try investing in a couple of Reiki courses as well.
That would be
now,
smart
know,
for
just,
him.
I'm going to have to look up Reiki and find out what that means exactly. I know it's energy work in the body. Are you a medical intuitive? I just dialed on the phone, and I didn't really think I was going to get in, but y'all are able to pick up energy center points in their body or something?
Yeah, it's energy healing, Ruben, and it helps mind,
okay.
body, soul. So, yeah, I'm the highest level you can obtain through Reiki. I have... recognized by the Canadian government as a holistic healer. So, yeah, it's something that you should really look into. It helps with the spiritual as well, believe me.
I will be putting that on my list for sure.
Awesome.
Okay, well,
thank
you,
Ruben, so much.
And go ahead, Nina.
You'll be good at it.
Yeah. Everybody comes up to me and they just want to tell me they're drawn. It's the weirdest thing. I never knew what a big deal it was, but I just finished watching the end of the season premiere or the season of The Ghost Whisperer. It's the last episode of The Ghost Whisperer, which is on years ago. And I'm like, it's a big deal not to or to own up to it and use it for its intended purposes. So that's where I'm going to put that energy out to the universe and say, look, if this is supposed to, please make it so. You know, I'm available. That's what I'm going to say.
There you go.
There
well,
you
thank
go.
You, Ruben. Yo,
yes.
Thank you for calling, and congratulations, young man.
Thank you.
And God
thank
bless.
You very much.
You're
you
welcome. Have a wonderful week. Okay, we have got, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a break right now because I want Miss Nina to explain about the gratefulness. I told you, you've been listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at blogtalkradio.com. And that phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Now I'll turn it over to Miss Nina so she can share just the most awesome event. Go ahead.
All right, everyone. I don't know if you know this or not, but it takes 21 days to make a habit. So 21 days to quit smoking, 21 days to successfully go on a good eating program. You know, you get the idea. 21 days to start your exercise program, that sort of thing. Well, I decided last week that I was going to go on a 21-day gratitude program. So on my Facebook page, The Passage to Empowerment, every day I put on one, two, or three things that I'm grateful for that day. And I am hoping that will bring about a more positive change in me. And maybe pass it on, some of this positive change, to others that may be keeping track of what I'm doing. So if you want to bring about a positive change in yourself, how about you trying that? Be grateful for one, two, three, four, whatever many things you are grateful for that day, and see if it doesn't bring about a more positive attitude yourself. Because you know, when it comes right down to it, we are the ones that we have to impress, not anybody else. So how about you all try that and jump on Facebook with me and write down what you are grateful for, or encourage me in what I'm doing.
Oh, that is absolutely beautiful. And we thank Miss Nina for that. Now, remember, go to Facebook, Passage to Empowerment. And then if you have any questions, you know Miss Nina will hook you up.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said I sure will.
Okay, now our next call is area code 512. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis and Nina. Lennis, welcome back.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Good, good.
Who's this?
Julia. I'm from Texas, and I called in last week, and I was calling to update Nina. She was sending me Reiki all week, and I feel fantastic. So thank you, Miss Nina.
Wonderful.
Yes, I appreciate it. And I, you know, just talking about the gratitude, I wanted to add, I don't know if you all ever heard about the alphabet gratitude that you can do, where you just, you know, start with A, B, C, and go on throughout the alphabet and just think of things that start with those letters that you're grateful for. And it really helps shift your energy. And you'll see, too, where some days it's a little more difficult to think of things that you're grateful for that start with the letter Q or M. But anyway, that's I love what you're doing, and I think that's great, Nina. So,
thank you. And I'm glad you're feeling better, Julia. I had a feeling you would be.
Had a what?
I had a feeling you would be feeling much better.
Yeah, I feel great. I had I was a little tired Wednesday, yet I'm also substitute teaching at a daycare, so that's a lot of energy that tends to tire me pretty quickly, even though I love it and I love kids. It's just, it's a lot of energy. anyway, that's really it. That's why I called. I just want to say thank you and welcome back, and it's good to have you back, Lennis. Miss you and love y'all.
Thank you. Well, thank you, and I also thank Miss Nina too for covering for me. But I'm much better, much better.
Good.
So thank you, Julia. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend, lady.
Okay.
And thank you for the validation. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Next caller is area code 484. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sonia. How are you?
Hi, Sonia. And what are you thankful for?
Me? Well, I guess I'm thankful because I have a job.
Okay.
And thankful
That's
for
good.
Good health.
All right.
And the beautiful weather we had today.
you live in the sunshine, huh?
No, actually, I'm up north, but this was like unusual. We had like an Indian summer today.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Okay, well, what can we answer for you today, Miss Sonia?
I just wanted to see what you're picking up. I had a call you, I think it was about 2 months ago, and I was, discussing with you about a rental property I have up for sale. The thing is, there have been some events. I mean, the place is not sold yet. The original people that were involved originally, like, I'm sorry, they had, like, some interest. They really didn't follow through, and I kind of suspected that. So So I kind of like, you know, get going with the flow and hopefully there'll be more showings. But the thing is that one of my tenants, out of the blue, is supposedly moving out. A bit difficult to deal with, but I haven't had any problems with collecting rent and whatnot. But just today there was an episode and I was told that he's moving out. I said I didn't notice. It looks like he is moving out. But I don't know, you know, what you're picking up about that, what you're picking up about the sale of the house.
Miss Nina?
I'm thinking that this guy moving out is a good thing. He could be the reason why you haven't sold the property as of yet.
Okay.
So I think once he's gone, things will calm down. The whole feeling around the house the black cloud will be lifted from there. I don't see you selling before the end of this year.
No, that's fine. I'm willing to, you know, I figure I'll be moving in a bit of a winter, nippy weather. So.
Yeah. I'm thinking that you will get another tenant in there right away, though.
Right, yeah, I don't doubt that, because the place is really beautiful. You know, I take pride in making it, you know, look spectacular.
Well,
so,
feeling a whole lot better about yourself because you sound a whole lot more upbeat this time than you did when you called a few months ago.
Oh, okay.
She sure
great.
Do.
Yeah.
She
I'm
sure
optimistic.
Does.
You sound a whole
so you
lot
think- Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. I didn't even realize that. It must be things I'm doing because I'm going to the gym now and I have so much going on that I don't even know. Time just goes by me and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did all this stuff. So you feel that he will because he was supposed to give me notice today. I don't know what happened, some problem he's dealing with. I was supposed to stop by tonight and pick up the notice, and he's like, don't come by, I have some problem I'm dealing with. He's always dealing with issues. Not in a very good mood sometimes.
You know what
I'm like, well, are you sure? Huh?
What I'm seeing is if he doesn't give you notice, you give him notice.
No, I did. I did by text. I'm like, okay, this is just to confirm. I'll be picking up your notice tomorrow. But everything I send him by text, and he says, okay, that's fine.
Good.
But what I didn't like that he did, he took it upon himself to use the last month's rent, to use the deposit as last month's rent. And I just went along with it because I don't want any issues. You know what I'm saying?
Legally, he can't do that.
Right. But what he's been paying pretty well for over 2 years. And to make things slow, I'm not going to, you know, make a big deal of it, right? Because that could make matters worse.
I agree with Miss Nina. Be glad he's gone. He's moving out.
Yeah. He's nothing but the trouble, I believe, and wherever he's going. Now I understand a lot of things that he's always in some problem. Things never work out. At the beginning, I thought, this is kind of weird. But now everything is clicking for me. It's not that things happen to him. He makes things happen. It's his attitude.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Do you remember Peanuts, do you know the cartoon Peanuts?
Oh, I love that cartoon.
Okay. Remember the one kid in there that's real dirty? Dirt just follows him wherever he goes.
Linus?
Yeah. Linus, yeah.
Yeah.
Wherever he goes, is there. Okay, that's your tenant. Now just look at a grown-up one, and that's your tenant. And that explains his whole being. Wherever he goes is dirt. So, no, you want him out of there as soon as possible.
Yeah, and I just feel that, you know, like I said, I'm trying to go along with him. And I'm trying to, I don't want to, because I did tell him, you know, legally you can't do that. And I did look at the month-to-month contract that he signed. And it says in there, you can't use the last month rent as the deposit as last month rent. And he was arguing with me. So after we hung up, I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? You're smarter than this guy. Just have him go out, you know, let him, you know, do whatever it takes. You know, if he wants you to deposit, that's fine, but you'll have him out of there.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes you just have to cut your losses. Go ahead.
Well, no, there's no loss, really. I mean, I am taking, you know, and I just said, you know, the place needs to be in the same condition. I mean, at least clean it, for crying out loud, you know, because he basically lives there with his mother. She's an elder person. But basically she is the one that has been paying me the rent and stuff because of, she has good income, you know, her retirement, not so much him. So I haven't had any problems, so I feel blessed in that aspect. But you really see him, like, I mean, picking up his stuff and packing up and leaving by the end of November, like you told me?
Yep.
Huh?
He has no choice.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, you've given him his notice. He has no choice.
Right, and it looks like he wants to move on to more expensive, much more expensive place. I don't know the logic of that, but whatever, right?
That's right. Let him go. Don't worry about it. Just be at peace knowing that you'll find another tenant and everything will be okay. And just for the record, one with the cloud around him from Peanuts is Pigpen. Thank you, honeybee, for telling us that.
Ah, thank you. Okay, so you see me finding the tenants for, like, starting, like, December? They're moving in December?
Yep. Get your ad out there.
All right.
Somebody in there.
Well, you know, also, I'll be getting tenants, and then to put the icing on the cake, even selling on that same month, hopefully, right?
I don't see it happening in December. Next.
No, not selling in December by the end of the month.
No.
By when do you think?
Next year.
Next year, like around when?
All I'm picking up is 2016.
Oh, okay. It's not sure if it's beginning, middle, or ending. Okay.
No.
Right. It could be the beginning, too, you know, because right around the corner, 2016.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sonia, we're wishing the best for you. I got to move on. It's a lot of calls waiting now. But, Sonia, thank you so much for calling. And we wish you the very best, and have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, area code 914, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, yes, my name is Kat.
Hi, Kat.
How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. How do you spell your name, K-A-T?
C-A-T.
Oh, C-A-T, okay. Oh, like short for Kathleen?
Yes.
Okay. All right, young lady. What are you thankful for before your question?
Oh, my health, first of all. Thank you, God, my health, my family.
Okay.
Yes, not many, yes. Full of gratitude and yes.
All right, very good. Okay.
Yeah,
now, Kat, what can we answer for you, young lady?
I would like to do a short little project. And I have somebody in mind to kind of be my partner in it, to help me in it. I just asked him today if he'd like to meet up next week to discuss it. So I was wondering if you see it, you know, turning out well, something that everybody could be proud of professionally, if he's the person to help me do it.
What's his first name?
Andrew.
Okay, that's enough. He's got the connections, that's for sure.
Okay.
He knows the people in that field who to contact. I see the relationship as far as business is okay, but I see him taking the lead.
Okay.
Is that what you want, or did you want to be the one that heads it up?
I could be, you know, amicable in that as long as I get, you know.
Your percentage?
Not even that, just as much, you know, like a good enough say, you know, to, you know, drive it. You know, it'll be peaceful.
It will be peaceful and you'll get full recognition for this project.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you. So he'll say yes, and it'll go well.
Yes.
Yes, yes. We both see that, yes.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, thank you.
You're most welcome. And we're wishing you the very, in fact, and we're not wishing you, congratulations.
Oh, God bless
Kat.
You. Thank you.
Okay, congratulations, so we know you got it. Have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, area code 478. You are on the line with Miss Nina and Lennox. Who's this? Hello, hello.
This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. Just what's coming up for me in my love life.
Okay, and Patricia, what are you thankful for today?
I am thankful for my family, my child, and my career.
All right. Okay. Well, let's see what's going on in Patricia's love life. God, who is this guy that looks like he wears clown shoes? You've even laughed about his shoe attire. I mean, it looks like clown shoes. No,
real
I mean
clown shoe.
No. I'm saying clown shoes and that. The shoes are so ugly, but they're noticeable ugly. You've laughed with somebody about this man's shoes. He's a tall, almost looks like he's a guy in church. But anyway, like, what does the kid say? Them fries don't go with that shake. Them shoes don't go with that outfit. And it's like you and, I don't know, maybe it's your daughter or somebody, but you're laughing like, do you see what's on his feet? So I don't know. He came right up. I'm not saying it's your boyfriend or nothing, but he came right up. But I can see y'all. Maybe you did today clown somebody at church. You know, I don't know. But it's just funny. Just a funny little thing. So, okay. They're showing me a man standing in front of the pulpit. He's standing on the left-hand side of the church. And is he, looks like he's leading a men's chorus. Yeah, God, I can see him down there. Yep, he is leading the men's chorus. I see all the men raising up. Mm. So this is what I see who's coming to you. He's in the church. He's a choir director, but for the men's chorus. It's not like, you know, your regular Sunday morning choir and all that. I guess mm-hmm. they perform maybe two or three times out the month. But anyway, he directs the men's chorus. He's active in church, but he's not, no, 24/7. You know what I mean? Like, he knows who God is, so
yeah.
I'll just leave it like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
But he's active with the choir and stuff. Now, this man, he lives in the suburbs. I'm seeing a lot of trees. And he has his own house. He's a widower. Okay. He's a widower at a young age, too. He's not that old. I'll say he's between 48 and 52.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not for sure that he has kids. It looks like a goddaughter. I don't think him and his wife had any children, but he does have a goddaughter. But, yeah, he's got a nice home. Got a truck. I see two cars. He's got gray in his hair. He's walking out the house now. He's got gray in his temples on the right and the left side and, like, low natural, you know, cut low. It's neat.
Uh-huh.
It's neat. I'll put it
it's
like
neat.
That. This man dresses very nicely. You know what I mean? He ain't jumping out of GQ magazine, but I'll tell you what, wherever you go with him, he will be dressed for success and impress.
Okay.
Yes.
So how do I meet him? At church or?
It looks like at church, honey. I don't see y'all in no secular socializing. So it must be a church. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't see you at no clubs or lounge or concert
mm-hmm.
or anything like that. They keep showing me church, so evidently that's where you're going to meet this man. But just remember, he directs a men's choir. He has gray in both his temples. He's not a bad-looking brother either, and he's got a low natural. And you'll notice because he's always dressed very neatly, very sharp, dresser. And he's a widower, owns his own house, has his own transportation, and there's trees around his house. In back of his home. But he's got a nice-sized home, but, yeah. So, and he's amicable, I mean, I can't say the word, to starting a relationship.
Okay.
He is. It's time. In his mind, it's like it's time for him to start dating, you know, and getting to know other women. So, yeah. So just remember, when you go to church, your church or your visiting church, and they got a men's choir, zone in, girl. Woman radar.
I will. Thank you, Lenny.
Yes. Well, it's a nice guy. I think you're really going to like him. You really are going to like him. I think both of you will be a blessing to each other as far as filling voids in both your lives.
Yeah.
That's just what I feel, that you both will be a blessing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling and have a wonderful week. Okay. Next caller is area code 303. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi. Randy?
Yes.
Okay. And Randy, what are you thankful for today?
I am thankful for the fall season, the trees, the colors of the leaves, and I've been thankful for my family.
All right. All beautiful. And this time of year is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
The change of the colors in the fall. Okay. Thank you. That was very nice. Now, what can me and Miss Nina answer for you?
It's been a rough couple weeks, and I would like maybe some, if you see anything good in my career or anything good coming
first
up for me.
First off, Randy, I picked this up right away. You cursed somebody out so bad, or you were mad, but you let them know what time it was. Man, I see you with your finger up like, let me tell you something.
Did I do this already, or this is going to happen?
No, it's already happened.
Oh.
It looks like it's already happened that you told somebody off and they're,
well,
they're showing
me.
Quite. And it's not a bad thing. It was like something you needed to do.
No, I left a job, and I was not disrespectful, but I spoke my truth.
Okay, well, that's fine. There's nothing bad around it. It just says that you were mad enough, but it was due. In other words, when you did this, it was overdue.
I was thinking about that, so that's interesting that you're picking it up.
Yeah. Well, you're okay. You're okay. It's just, the angels are showing me, like, yeah, you just got over telling somebody off, you know, but it was the truth. Truth shall set you free, and it was overdue for you to express yourself, so okay.
Yeah.
So what am I concentrating on in the future, whatever your career is, or?
I have my own business that I'm trying to pursue, but I'm also just got a job that's not great pay, but it's something.
That job is going to lift you higher. Something that reflects on that job will lift you higher, and I'll tell you why. I'm seeing clouds all around you. You're standing in a circle, and there's clouds, pretty white clouds, which means you're lifting higher. The clouds are telling me they're lifting you up. So the job that you're in now, you know the old saying, sometimes you got to crawl before you walk, but when you stand up, start running. So it may not be everything you want, but something reflective of this job. Maybe somebody's going to come in and ask you about something, or would you be interested in something, but it'll be a bounce. It's like from this, it's boop, it bounces up. And I mean, you head for the sky. So I'm going to tell you, there's a better job and a bigger job coming that is really going to make you happy. So this is just a like in the train station, you just stopping into the depot to get you a cup of coffee and getting back on, because down the line it's going to be much bigger and better.
Okay. Is that with my own business, or is that like with getting like a salary?
All of it.
Which one?
All of
what?
It. All of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's good. I hope
so. I'm seeing the clouds, so they're lifting you up. You may think it's low, and also with your own business and stuff, they're lifting you up. So that means that the change that's coming for you right now is all good. So if you've been through hell the last 2 weeks,
feel good right now, but I'm hoping it will feel good. Thank you.
Yes, now you'll be able to smile.
Positive.
Pop your collar and don't worry about taking low. Just say, there's another job coming. I'm just waiting for somebody to ask me something.
You did pick up the anger stuff, so that's why I'm believing what you're saying, because you were on the ball with that. Sometimes people say things and they don't say anything that I could say validates it, but you validated something, so I'm going to trust what you say. Thank you.
Yeah, you're on the right path, babe. You're on the right path. So you're
Thank
doing
you.
Fine.
Have a great-
Just keep on believing in yourself. Don't doubt yourself. And believe that things are going to get better. And when it does, it's going to be quickly. It'll be like tomorrow's December 1st. It's like, oh, hell, what happened to the other 3 weeks? Because it'll happen that quick. And all you have to do is say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the 100,000. Thank you, thank you.
Wow. Wow. All right. That sounds great.
Yes, ma'am. Well, congratulations to you and your new beginning, and you're going to do good in your business, and you're going to do good in your personal life, too.
I appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, Randy, have a wonderful weekend, lady.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next call is area code 845. That's a new one. Where's 845 from? And welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. You can see when I go in Italy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't comprende. Oh, my God. I can't even think of my Italian. I'm sorry. I don't speak it like I should. Is there someone there that can translate in English?
When I go in any trip in Italy.
You want to know when you're going to Italy. Oh,
right.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
Yes.
March. She said March.
March?
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Very soon. Thank you. I can ask another question, please. You can see I have a message from my mother, father, my husband.
Is your mother and father okay?
No. My mother and father persuade my husband to see you see anything, you know.
Oh,
anything?
Message, yeah.
Message.
Go ahead, Nina.
She wants a message from them, Lennis.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I need to do that when you go through my website, because I need to be quiet and concentrate to bring the folks in from the other side. It's too quick here. Yeah, this isn't fair to do it on this show. But if you contact me at my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and get a reading, I'll be more than glad to bring your parents in and your husband. No problem.
You are on every Sunday?
Yes,
ma'am. But if you go to the website, theessenceofsuccess.com, on my page, you'll see. Or even better, ma'am, just go to Facebook. You can go to Facebook, or if you have children or grandchildren, and look up the Essence of Success Network. And then just send me a message, and we can go from there. Okay?
Okay, so you don't see nothing anymore. Just okay, tell him I go in March.
Yes.
Okay. I go me and my daughter or by myself?
One question only, sorry, hon.
I want to go with my daughter. I go me and my daughter. You see my daughter coming in too?
Ma'am, I can only answer one question.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I'm sorry,
okay,
but I can answer
you.
One question.
Thank
oh,
you.
You're welcome.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Have a nice weekend. Thank you. Appreciate
you have
it.
A wonderful week, too. Okay, well, Miss Nina, we are... No, we're not. One more,
and then I have... Just before we go to this next caller, Lennis, I have...
Uh-huh.
I want to just... wish happy birthday to my grandson, Malcolm, who will be turning 17 on Wednesday.
Ah, happy birthday, Malcolm.
Who else?
Well, believe it or not, that's all for this week.
Oh, okay. None of your children, your little babies, they're not, no birthdays there?
Just Malcolm's birthday.
Oh, just Malcolm, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Nita, and happy birthday, Malcolm. You know your grandma loves you to death. Okay. you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is 646-727-2914. Okay, our last caller is area code 708. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to the show, and you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi.
Is this Honey?
Okay. First of all, I'm grateful for.
Okay.
I have a lag in my phone, so forgive me for talking over you. But a long time ago, I was in an employment situation that was draining. And Linus helped me pray away the Brenda, if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was one of the biggest turnarounds of my year last year, so I appreciate that. And also, Nina called out that the pain in my ankle was not a fracture, but a swelling, and it turned out to be tendonitis. So she sent me some Reiki healing, and I haven't had a problem since. And it's been since the spring that she did that healing for me. So I'm grateful for that. Thank you, ladies.
God bless. God bless. Yeah.
Okay. And I tried to clear my aura, because usually when I call in for a reading, I get a blank slate. So I'm thinking my visions are blocked.
Okay.
So can you see anything at this point?
Ask us a question, Tiffany.
Yeah, okay. Ask us a question.
My birthday is Friday. Yay, me. Do you see anything changing significantly as I go into my new, I think it's called like a solar phase or something associated with your birthday?
Go into your new year.
Yeah.
Well, they're showing me an umbrella, and it leaves your hand. It's going up in the sky. It's almost like the wind was so strong that you lost it, and I see the umbrella going up in the clouds. And it wasn't even raining, so that's the funny thing. I see you walking with this umbrella, but it's not raining, but all of a sudden, foop, it goes up toward the clouds. So evidently on your birthday, honeybee, there's a change that's coming that's going to be big, but a good change because it's going up. Anything going up is good. Well, not anything. I won't say like gas and stuff like that, but I mean spiritually, it's good.
I get that, and I sort of kind of made some symbolism out of it when you said it. Like I keep protecting myself from something that is not all that terrible. It's terrible. But, you know, how humans are, and I've been trying to protect myself from it. And when you said that the wind came up and just took my protection away from me, even though it wasn't raining, meaning there was no real, that made me feel like I'm about to let my defenses down.
And just to put it out there, it's about time. And I think that's what was blocking us from picking up anything on you.
Mm-hmm. So I have been holding this umbrella over me and nothing was able to get in, which is probably why I could never get a clear vision.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I see nothing but, oh, man, you are going to have such a positive year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's what
I'm about
I picked
to
up,
cry.
Too. Mm-hmm. You know what? In December, you're going to be real busy right before Christmas and right the week of New Year's. Your social calendar will just be do 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 do. What is it? Do 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 do. Because it'll be kind of frightening you because of how many people, men, friends, people just contacting, like, honey, come on. You know, you want to go over here? You want to go over there? And I'm like, wow, am I ever at home anymore? But it's good because, like Nina said, it's so positive. You lifted that veil, that protection cover you had around you, that now all these people, you know, they can come in. They weren't there before. They were there, but they weren't allowed into your spiritual realm. So
they
had to maintain it a bay. Yep, they had to maintain it a distance. So now that you're going to lift that and let it go, oh, boy, they're all coming in. Because it's okay. You know, you're good. You can discern people that are not up for the best for your highest good, right? You can do that. But just don't become so hard on yourself. Let it go.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, like Mikey, try it. You might like it.
That is great birthday advice, and I really appreciate how patient you ladies have been with me over the past year.
Oh.
Hey, we got We love you, Tiffany.
That's what I was going to say. We love you, kiddo. What you talking about?
Well, I love you more, but you know how that goes. Thank you.
You're most welcome. And thank you for being here, as always. We appreciate you, Tiffany. It works both ways, darling. Yes,
thank you,
ma'am. You're welcome. Thank you for calling. And have a wonderful, wonderful week. Okay, well, I guess we're on time today to close out. Gloria, Gloria, hallelujah. Ms. Nina, do you have any announcements? Oh, don't forget to tell them again about the grateful. And what else we got going on? Something else. I don't know, but anyway, every Sunday, so y'all know every Sunday when you call in for the show now, after me or Miss Nina asks you who you are, we want to hear what you're thankful for every Sunday, and then we'll do your question. Just to give you an opportunity, of course, I always pray, but it's nice when you can reflect on what makes you feel good and that you're happy about, okay? All right, Miss Nina?
Yeah, please join me on my Facebook, Passage to Empowerment, and encourage me along with my gratefulness. And, as always, you can contact either Lennis and I or I at theessenceofsuccess.com. So have a great week, everyone. We're expecting snow up here in Canada tonight.
Nina's getting snow.
But it's November 1st, and we haven't had any yet. So there you go. I'm turning this around.
All righty then. Well, thank you everybody from around the world listening to the show, as well as the local people being in the chat room. We thank Ms. Nina for always moderating, and as my host, I don't want to say co-host because we're both hosts. There's nothing co about it. We both do it. So anyway, I want to thank her, and I also thank Ms. Nina for covering me while I was out. I think she told you, and for some of you didn't hear, my sister, last remaining sister, had passed. So anyway, but everything's okay now. So I thank you, too, everyone, for your prayers and good thoughts. I definitely appreciate that. All righty. Well, we're going to go now. And if nobody's told you they love you today, me and Miss Nina do.
We sure
do. All right, Miss Nina, we'll talk to you later. Love you dearly.
Love you too, Lennis. Have a great week, everyone.
Amen.
Oh.
That was the wrong one. That's the one for our show. Of course. And is it playing?
No, let me try. Here we go.
Nope. Thank you. There we go. Thank you, Nina.